exist.
The Brit Awards 2025.
Hey, how you doing then? Hope you're doing all right for your Saturday. Pinch Punch, first day of the month, 1st of March today. Hope you are doing well. Thank you, Ryan, from the Falkland Islands, in hosting Saturday Sport a little bit earlier. Here we are then. It is the biggest night in British music. It is here. I'm talking about the Brit Awards 2025 with Mastercars, staged at the O2 Arena in central London, and BFBS, the Forces Station, is there. Our Danny G, presenter of our UK DAB National Breakfast Show, and Joe Carden of our evening show worldwide, on the glittering red carpet. They've been catching up with the stars. We're going to be catching up with them real soon, but they've sent us this. Guys, how's the atmosphere right now, yeah?
Tim, it's all happening. There's a lot of cheering you might be able to hear occasionally. Danny G's taken off her shoes because they're painful.
Yeah, look, we can see right now at the end of the red carpet, Jamie Lang and Sophie, they've arrived together. She looks fabulous, doesn't she? And she hasn't taken her shoes off yet.
It does seem to be all about the outfit. So far, we've seen people in the most bizarre things. We've seen walking statues a little bit earlier. But we're going to get back to it, see how many people we can grab, and we'll come back to you later on, Tim.
I've got to ask before you go, what are you guys wearing, Joe, Danny?
Do you know what? Weirdly enough, Tim, we're not completely matching, but we're close enough. In fact, if you go and have a little peek on our Insta, we're at BFBS Radio, I've gone kind of grey, creamier tones. You've gone for full-on Mastercard yellow, haven't you, mate?
Waiting for an excuse to wear the mustard.
Going to be catching up some more with our Joe Carden and Danny G, who've been on the red carpet earlier ahead of the show.
The Brit Awards 2025.
Two people who have been people watching, or rather talking to the stars, arriving at the O2 Arena in London. They're on the red carpet. Our Joe Carden and Danny G, welcome to the show, guys. Just paint a picture for us, for those that have not been to the Brit Awards, of what it's like and where you are at.
Well, I'd love to paint a better picture, Tim, but we're currently in a hotel lobby because it's the only place we could find quiet enough to actually speak to you, mate.
Okay, hey, showbiz. But you've been stood by the red carpet a little bit earlier. I mean, what was that like as the stars were arriving?
It's just so surreal. I mean, obviously, we play these people's records all the time. You see them on the internet, you see them on telly. But then to have, you know, chained off of Little Mix within arm's reach. I mean, it was weird, wasn't it?
She looks stunning as well, like something out of Cinderella.
I love it. That's great. Who have been, just some of your favourites, or maybe some of the gossip that you've got as you've been, like Sam Fender says, people watching today?
Okay, so it turns out everyone's been lovely, as you'd expect. No one's been a nightmare. Callum Scott, right, off of Where Are You Now? Not only lovely, but so determined to give a good interview. And you'll hear this when it's played out in a little bit. He couldn't answer one of our questions. There was a name he couldn't think of. Dan and I couldn't remember who he was thinking of either. God bless him. He went away. He admitted he wasn't concentrating during his other interviews because he was like, I need to go back to BFBS. No, I remembered who I'm talking about. I need to go and tell Joe and Dan.
Good.
And out of nowhere, he just ran up to us and went, yo, BFBS, I remembered.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's great. Loving the love there for us. And of course, you're talking about this online on socials, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. We've got so much great footage to show you. And oh my gosh, especially for me, it was what everybody was wearing. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and hearing from them.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, one of the other artists that you spoke to was Bruno Tullioni, who we'll hear from in a second. I mean, just very briefly before we hear that, just after the news at 8 UK. What was that like? He's a character, isn't he?
It's hard to know when you're in a fever dream and when you're not, Tim. It was one of those moments. No, bless him. He was a good sport, lovely chat, and as you'd expect, very, very over the top dress-wise.
Fabulous, brilliant. I would say.
Oh, we like
give
Fabulous.
Give it a score out of 10.
Oh, it's 11.
Is it out of 10 on Strictly or is it 8?
It's out of 10.
It's out of 10.
Not no. 7, but out of 10. Good.
Oh, no, he was just fabulous. And to be fair, he had been inundated with interviews and he almost, like, walked past us and we went, mate. And he went, oh, yeah, just a quick one. But we kept him for ages, didn't we?
He was a sport.
I love it.
Everyone we've spoken to tonight, just wonderful. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Bruno, happy Brits Day.
Happy Brits Day.
Who are you excited to see?
Well, all of them. I mean, I think, obviously, Sabrina, because I haven't seen her live forever. Oh, Sam. I mean, amazing. I don't know who's going to win, though. It's very difficult to pick. I think Charlie's... I don't know, but we're here to celebrate a great year, great talent. My performances tonight is going to be Sabrina, obviously, Big Draw, and Sam, which hasn't been performing for a while, so can't wait for those two.
And when you come to an event like this, are you here to enjoy the music, or are you here to go, oh, no, I could choreograph to this?
Work. They do the work. I'm not judging, I'm not coming. That note was a bit, you didn't. I'm not doing any of
that. Today's a day off.
Relaxing and just having fun. It's really, we're here to celebrate, you know, the end. They did very, very well.
And tell me about the outfit. Is there pressure to turn up to these things?
Well, I'm just one of many. He's one of many. But, you know, obviously you have to, you know, bring on the glitz.
Exactly. And one final one. Imagine you're stuck on a tour bus with all of the nominees tonight. Who are you sharing a bunk with?
It'd probably be the naughty girl, Charlie.
She looks like she'd snore.
I don't mind.
Thank you. You're on the guest list. The Brit Awards 2025. BFBS, the Forces Station. How are you doing then for your Saturday, 1st of March? My name's Tim Humphries, and it's a special show. We're bringing you all the gossip, the coverage of the Brit Awards 2025. And there at the O2 Arena in London, they've been on the red carpet a little bit earlier. We've heard some of their chats. It's our Danny G and Joe Carden. How you doing, guys?
My feet hurt.
Have you taken off your shoes yet, Danny?
Yes, a few times. It's made me very short.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, Joe, have you taken off your shoes yet? Have you done that showbiz thing?
I haven't, no, I haven't treated the likes of Teddy Swims to, you know, me bare trotters. I don't think that'd help on a night like this.
No, okay, fair enough. Just for those that perhaps haven't as yet followed you on socials, very quickly, Joe, I've got to say, you're very dapper in your dress. Just paint a picture of your attire, please, my friend.
Okay, so the suits by this design... No, it's... Do you know what? It's nice to have an excuse to dress up. The last time I had to put a suit on would have been Mestu's in Brunei.
Right.
And let me tell you something, Tim. Mm-hmm. Since being posted back to the UK and having, you know, umpteen takeaways on my doorstep, that suit don't fit no more, mate.
Ah, so a little bit different than a Mestu tonight. Danny, what about yourself?
I have gone for the classic all black. I've got a black trouser, a black top, and a mustard blazer to stand out a little.
This is it. You've got to stand out. I mean, we've heard some great chats with some of the stars that you've been catching up with. We'll hear some more throughout the night as we play some of those. Big stars, big awards. Danny, I'll come to you first, talking predictions. Artist of the Year this year. We played Beaver Doobie a little bit earlier. Dua Lipa, I know over the years, has done some great performances. Sam Fender, so many people talking about him. Who do you reckon, then, of those and others are going to be walking away with Artist of the Year, one of the big ones?
I got to say, just like when anybody asks me to predict a football score, I don't think I can do this one either. But okay, looking at all the nominees, I think this is Charlie XCX's year.
Yeah. I mean, it's just mad to see just that success, isn't it, from that Brat album earlier last year. And then going with Song of the Year, I said earlier that I couldn't believe I was playing the Beatles now and then. We've just played Central C, band for band, just a moment ago. One of the big stadium acts, Coldplay. We got KSI in there, Jade. Who are you going with, Danny G?
Oh, I mean, you just mentioned her. For me, it's got to be either Jade or Chasing Status with Backbone featuring Stormzy. I mean, come on, it's huge. I have no idea, though. So hard to predict.
Yeah, this is it. See, if it was a rugby score, you'd be even more on point,
yes,
wouldn't you?
Yes, exactly. Rugby is my game.
Good stuff. Joe, I know you love your dance music. You know, we know you from profiling those. Artist of the Year, I'll throw it over to you. Who do you reckon?
Oh, again, it's a tricky one. It feels like it'd be a waste for it not to be Charlie's Year. I have a lot of time for Fred again, of course, but do you know what? I'm going to throw in a curveball and say don't underestimate Senj. I reckon Central C's got this one.
All right, and finally, Song of the Year then, just among some of the runners and the riders there.
It's a tricky one. I mean, you couldn't...
Christmas song.
Yes, a Christmas song. Yes, of course.
Well, the thing is, you couldn't go anywhere this summer without hearing Sonny Sundays, talking to Bless, Cameron Watson and Baby Close, Bless them all together, talking about Kisses. You could tell it meant a lot to them. I'd love to see them win it.
Oh, all right.
Alibi. Okay. No. Do you know what, Tim? It's Alibi.
Alibi.
You take Coolio back
Alibi.
In 2024, I'm having it.
Congratulations on the collab that went so well you decided to do it again. You must be used to working with each other now, surely?
Well, funny enough, we haven't actually ever properly all
this
three
This is
of
our
us
first time that we're all together in one place.
We've worked on two tunes, but it's our first time all together,
Is it your first time doing the Brits?
Yeah.
First thoughts, it's all a bit scary, isn't it?
Oh, it's very scary, very. But it's cool. I'm enjoying it.
If you could get any of the artists who are performing tonight to feature as maybe a guest vocalist, a guest collab, who would you want to work with?
Charlie every day.
It'd be Charlie or Jade for me. I love them.
Yeah, you'd probably say Charlie. Imagine Charlie now on a little garage beat. That'd be crazy.
She'd do that as well. Like, she's crazy. So versatile.
That's
and now you guys are certified pop stars, certified big deals. Who is it that you kind of look up to? Who's the inspiration going, I want to follow this person's journey in music?
There's a lot of inspirations. At the moment, I think them Prosper boys are just like, the way that the sound has evolved and like they constantly like make new inspiring music, like they're wicked, so.
I love Peggy Goo. I love what she's doing in the dance space as a woman. I think she's a big inspo.
And back at home in Ireland, there's a guy got goes by Kemma. He's smashing it up at the moment. And I'd love to be following in his footsteps now with the big festivals like the Coachella, all that buzz. I'd love to be doing all that. So yeah, I'd have to say Kemma for myself.
Now, if you guys could swap for a day and have a go at a completely different genre, what do you kind of want to have a go at?
A bit of R&B.
I'd love to do some Spanish music.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to suddenly be able to speak Spanish.
Wait, do you speak Spanish?
Hola un poco español, pero no...
That's no in Spanish.
Bueno.
Hip-hop. My dad's a hip-hop producer, so I'd love to follow in his footsteps as well, yeah. I just love hip-hop, so, yeah, hip-hop.
And one final one before I let you go. We're asking everyone this. Imagine you're stuck on a tour bus with every nominee that is here tonight. Who are you sharing a bunk with?
I would share with Sabrina Carpenter because she's quite small, so I think we'd fit in a bunk quite well together.
I reckon she snores, though.
No, she doesn't give snoring energy to me. Okay. I feel like she sleeps like a perfect angel.
How sick of these interviews are you by now?
No, I'm all good, you know. I've done this is, I think, my fifth Brit Awards, so first time I did it, I was so sweaty and so nervous and just like an absolute wreck. Didn't know what I was saying, tripping up over my words. And not much has changed since then, so yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Does it feel different coming here as like a certified pop star? You've got all these newbies kind of looking up to you and you're going, I want a bit of that.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, there's some incredible talent here tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the performances.
Have you seen what's in the goodie bag yet? Have you got any inkling? What have you got in previous years from these?
Oh yeah, they gave us a rucksack one year that I do still have at home. I cannot for the life of me remember what was in it. I think I just gave it to my missus and she just rummaged through it and gave most of the stuff. It's Christmas presents, so yeah, but we'll see what's in it.
Fair play, it's a decent gift.
Yeah.
Out of all the people performing tonight, or even just nominated, if you could jump on a record with any of them, who's the dream like collab?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I mean, there's so many incredible artists here tonight. I mean, I just love Sam Fender's new album. I absolutely love it. I don't know if a collaboration with us would be any good, but I just think he's such an incredible songwriter and amazing guitar player. Like, annoyingly good. You know, the guy's so talented, so, yeah.
And if you could, like, completely flip genres, just be someone else in the world for a day, what would you like to have a go at?
Do you know what? Have you ever heard of Pete and Baz? They're like this grime act that are like, I don't know, in their like 60s, 70s maybe. And like,
are they the guys who do like Working Men Club type stuff? Yes, TikTok guys, yeah.
Oh, mate, I think they're hilarious. And I 100% like really actually like their music. I constantly just have it on in the car driving through London. Like,
right, you heard it here first. Retirement plan is sorted.
Yeah. Pete and Baz, hit me up for the collab.
You're on tour with every single person nominated tonight. Yeah. Who are you sharing a bunk bed with?
A bunk bed? oh my God, that's a great question. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, who would you least like to share with?
I'm definitely not going there neither. Do you know who I would love to hang out with? Last dinner party. They seem like a lot of fun. So
that's a crowded room, though.
Yeah, it's a crowded room. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But they seem like a good laugh.
Who are you excited to see tonight?
Obviously Jade. I mean, everybody's saying that, but yeah, really excited to see Jade. Really excited to see Sam Fender. Yeah. Another Northerner. Really can't wait to see. I mean, it's back with new music. It sounds incredible. So I'm really looking forward to seeing. Seeing him perform, Teddy. I mean, this goes on. Everyone.
And tell me about you in 2025. What have you got coming up? Who are you working with? Are you going to be taking any inspo tonight? Going, yeah, I'll collab with them.
I mean, I'd love to. I'm going to have a little word in Teddy's ear because we were going to do something before and then it disappeared a little bit. And he's been quite busy since. So I'm going to have a little word with him. I'll have to move the Teddy's aside to get into his ear hole. But 2025 is a big year for me. I'm finishing up my third studio album, releasing that later this year. I've got a single coming soon.
Do we have a name?
I've already said too much, but no, it's called God Knows, and it's available very, very soon. And just manager's eyes just in the back of my head. But yeah, collaborations this year, some very unlikely collaborations as well.
I was going to talk to you about this, because you're not afraid of flipping genres a little bit. Is there any kind of style that you've not tried?
I mean, that K-pop, I'd love to get I'd love to try my hand at. I'd love to work with somebody like, I obviously saw what Ed Sheeran did with, he sang with that amazing opera singer, and I'm just sat there going, well, that would be amazing to do something like that, to play with somebody in that classical space. I was just listening to Classic FM on the way here, just vibing and chilling and calming down.
So is this new era you? Do you think you are going to go proper soft, mellow, you know?
I think I'm going to, yeah, I mean, I'm changing my style a little bit. I love to make people cry. It's always going to be my ambition in life, in a good way. But I think after doing the Where Are You Now thing with Lost Frequencies and the Whistle song with Jax Jones, I'm realising that I can do a lot more than I ever thought I could. And so I'm just dipping into other things. I've sang in Portuguese, I've sang in French. You know, so the world's really your oyster at that point. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing what I can do and to show my diversity. And I'm going to be literally thinking of that guy's name for the rest of the evening. So if I leap across the table, please don't think that I'm attacking you. It's just I'm excited to tell you the name of that.
If you could just shout BFBS as you do it, that'd do a lot for us, mate.
Of course.
One final fun one we're asking everyone. Imagine you are stuck on tour with every single person nominated tonight. Who are you sharing a bunk bed with?
Who am I sharing a bunk bed with? I mean, Sam Fender. Two Northerners in a bunk bed.
It's going to be a noisy room, isn't it?
What can go wrong? BFBS, I am back. I have been racking my brains. I've been not paying any attention to any of the other interviews I've done because I've been thinking, who is the opera singer I'm thinking of? Andrea Bocelli. How did I forget that? I'm sorry, BFBS. Andrea Bocelli.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Andrea Bocelli down the camera?
Andrea Bocelli, I am sorry. I am so sorry. I've said that I wanted to collaborate with you. I don't even remember your name. But I do now. It was just a momentary lapse. I'm just a bit too excited with what's going on. Please forgive me.
And I think by way of an apology, when you do collab with him, obviously it'll be a 70-30 split of his wages.
I'll just wave my fee. I'll just wave it. Sorry, Andrea. Thanks, BFBS. You're on the guest list.
The Brit Awards 2020.
Hey, it's Joe and Danny from BFBS. We have arrived at the very glamorous red carpet into the O2 in London, where tonight is the biggest night in British music.
And we will be giving you all the gossip and all the action from all the celebs that we speak to, so stay right there.
Who are you excited to see tonight?
Obviously Jade.
Sabrina.
Charlie or Dave for me.
Oh, Sam.
Sam Fender.
Now, if you guys could swap for a day and have a go at a completely different genre, what do you kind of want to have a go at?
A bit of R&B. My dad's a hip-hop producer, so I'd love to follow in his footsteps.
I'd love to do some Spanish music.
Wait, do you speak Spanish?
Hola un poco español.
I've done this is, I think, my fifth Brit Awards, so first time I did it, I was so sweaty and so nervous and just like an absolute wreck. Didn't know what I was saying, tripping up over my words. And not much has changed since then, so yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Bruno, happy yes. Brits Day.
Bring on the glitz.
Have you seen what's in the goodie bag yet? What have you got in previous years from these?
Oh yeah, they gave us a rucksack one year that I do still have at home.
What have you got coming up? Who are you working with? Are you going to be taking any inspo tonight and going, yeah, I'll collab with them?
I mean, I'd love to. I'm going to have a little word in Teddy's ear, because we were going to do something before and then it disappeared a little bit. But 2025 is a big year for me. I'm finishing up my third studio album, releasing that later this year. I've got single coming soon.
Do we have a name?
I've already said too much. But no, it's called God Knows. K-pop, I'd love to get I'd love to try my hand at.
I'm not doing any of
today's
that.
Today's a day off.
Relaxing and just having fun. It's really, we're here to celebrate, you know, they did very, very well.
Does it feel different coming here as like a certified pop star? You've got all these movies kind of looking up to you and you're going, I want a bit of that.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, there's some incredible talent here tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the performances.
And one final one before I let you go. We're asking everyone this. Imagine you're stuck on a tour bus with every nominee that is here tonight. Who are you sharing a bunk with?
I would share with Sabrina Carpenter because she's quite small, so I think we'd fit in a bunk quite well together.
I reckon she snores though.
No, she doesn't give snoring energy to me. I feel like she sleeps like a perfect angel.
It'd probably be the naughty girl, Charlie.
She looks like she'd snore.
I don't mind.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that's a great question. Oh. I don't know. I really don't know.
Hey, who would you least like to share with?
I'm definitely not going there neither. Do you know who I would love to hang out with? Last Dinner Party. They seem like a lot of fun. So
that's a crowded room, though.
Yeah, it's a crowded room. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. They seem like a good laugh.
BFBS, I am back. I have been racking my brains. I've been not paying any attention to any of the other interviews I've done because I've been thinking, who is the opera singer I'm thinking of? Andrea Bocelli. Yeah. It was just a momentary lapse. I'm just a bit too excited with what's going on. Please forgive me.
And I think, by way of an apology, when you do collab with him, obviously it'll be a 70-30 split of his wages.
I'll just wave my fee. I'll just wave it.
And what an incredible evening it was. Congrats to all the winners. Congrats to all the nominees. And thanks to everyone who stopped by. That's your lot from us. It is Joe and Danny reporting for BFBS, the Forces Station.
The Brit Awards 2025.